Hello and welcome to episode 167 of Crippled System. I am Travis, also known as Dark Legacy on the forums and Infernal Judge, PG, everything.
You could stop with your accolades.
Nah.
That's not very braggy. Put it on the
table. Oh my god. Oh,
Jesus.
So loud.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Be sensitive to the sound. No.
Man, I could see where he smashed his ring down on there.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Gotta lay it down.
Why would you do that? Anyway, I'm Katie, Bad Horse on the forums, but I'm never there, so if you see that name, that's not me.
Well, it is you.
Are you going to post on her name ever?
I have never posted on her name, no. But she does every once in a blue moon get on and comment. This is Jeremy, Valiant418 on the forums.
This is Andy, Major Tusk on the forums. This is like 100 episodes ago.
And my name is Brian, and I play Scorn, and I'm on the forums too.
As what?
I don't know. Carnage for you. Dot, dot, dot.
Dun, dun, dun. Anyway, we're super high energy, as you can tell.
Some of
us may have done a lot of walking this weekend.
I'm playing Lords of Waterdeep.
Is this new guy completely within the podcast?
I don't know what that means.
It's a within, completely within.
Completely within or within. It's a rules joke. It's funny.
That's going to be all day.
Yeah, we're going to get rules.
Jeremy told Nathan to be here next Sunday, so for some reason Nathan didn't show up today.
I was actually preparing to introduce myself as Nathan. I thought that would have been really funny too, but I decided against it.
No, you do not have a nasally womanly voice.
So, but it's just been like, hi, my name's Nathan. I'm really a fan. Just go with it. Just act.
We have to get up.
We have Travis on the podcast today because he's going to surprise us. He has the errata with us. He's going to go over all the errata changes.
Line by line.
Line by line.
No. You'd love that, but no.
We would love that.
But, hold on. What if this document I have right here that says...
The document you don't have?
Damn it. Why didn't you send it to me?
War Room 2 had an update when I fired it up when I got here, and I was like, oh my god, please be the errata. I would be so happy.
They wouldn't put it out on a Sunday.
No, I
or if it was really, they would cause a lot of chaos, they put it on a Sunday, and then people
would
just stare in the corner.
Oh god, that'd be amazing.
It would be amazing.
I'm not really listening.
The errata needs to come out on like a Friday, like 9 p.m.
Just not next Friday.
That would be the best.
No, next Friday at 9 p.m. would be okay.
No, next Friday. You know, the one that happens in 5 days.
This upcoming Friday.
Next Friday.
It's not next Friday.
Next Friday's too far away. Next Friday's after the WITC. This Friday's before.
It'll actually be a little bit funny because there are several people that I know are going to the WITC that are like, okay, I'm going to play with this errata in place because surely the errata will drop. I was like, I don't know that that's true.
Which one are they talking about?
Well, in this particular case was a rumored Kara Sloan feat, and I was like, you can play it that way. I don't have a problem with it.
It's not going to work that way.
But I don't think it's even going to be errata, and if it is, I don't know that it's going to be the WITC, and if it hasn't been errata officially... You can practice this feat this way all you want, but you'll be playing it wrong.
They will be disqualified if they play a rumored feat, not card feat,
right
at the event.
I have all sorts of rumors. I changed all my feats for scoring. I got some rumors.
I got some markers out.
It doesn't work that way.
Carathon explodes.
I heard a rumor that Deadeye is now free.
No.
Right.
If it's Korn has it if too. It's not in the consolidated
errata
list that I've already
and that was my understanding
about.
That we are acting under these things like you can charge a knockdown model, which I feel like is a good thing to have in place for the WITC.
You can charge a knockdown model. You can charge a stationary model.
Immobile model.
Immobile doesn't. It's not part of that.
No, immobile doesn't prevent. So, you can engage shifting stones now.
Shifting stones were.
Shifting stones were changed.
Chargeable.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Shifting stones changed so they can be engaged now.
Okay.
They lost that rule. So did Gallows Groves.
But it's like all the list that is 20 or 30 threads long.
Yeah, it's a good thread. Is
the official list as of before the event until the
actual
errata hits.
Which could drop this week.
If the errata hits this week, it hits this week, and then we use it on Saturday. If it doesn't hit this week, it doesn't hit this week, and we don't use it. So.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing it hit just because I would like my cards in War Room updated, and that would be pretty sweet, but such is life.
That's the main reason that we had to go with a hardline stance of it being there or not.
Yeah.
So many people use War Room that we can't say...
Well, what are you going to do about things that are in your errata but aren't in War Room yet if the errata doesn't drop? You're just going to say, but that thread overrides it?
Privateer Press has, I think, historically been accurate with the errata coming out and them updating War Room at the time.
No, my point is your thread... of consolidated, confirmed errata changes is not in War Room. I'm playing an opponent that maybe hasn't read your thread.
Oh, just
what happens?
They should go read the thread.
They should go read the thread. Okay,
they should know about it. Okay. There's also just at that point, just call for a judge.
Well, right. I mean, you and Nathan both know. I just don't want to get in it. Some of the people that are coming to the WITC are like hardcore dyed in the wool, like super competitive. And then there are some people that would lose a casual game on Wednesday to any Madison regularly.
There's a couple teams of that.
But then there are also random people scattered throughout other teams that are also that way.
Correct. What's going to end up happening is Nathan and I know for sure that I'll be saying it in the judge speech before the event, is if there are any questions about anything they need to ask about it.
What are you doing?
We noticed your volume wasn't off. But if there's any judge questions for any reason about any of those models, just bring them up. I'll have a list of things there.
It'd be nice to have a quick printout of the rulings.
I could do something like that.
I thought about making one myself.
It's not hard for me to come up with something that is solid for that.
One question I got from someone, and I didn't know the answer, but I thought it was interesting. I'm coming out really hot. Yeah. Andy can also just turn me down.
Andy's fixing it. Go ahead.
But anyway, don't talk about it. Somebody asked, it seems like if there's 12 teams of 5 players each, then that means we have 30 games going on consecutively.
Correct.
Do you and Nathan have any assistance for judging, or are two people judging 30 games?
Okay, it's just 30 games.
It's 30. It's 30 games of people that at least know everything. Enough.
I'm more worried about during the team pairings, because like Brian's the team captain for his team, and until I explained it to him this last Saturday, he had never a week ago Saturday now, he had never heard how it worked. He hadn't read the player packet.
Why didn't you read the player packet?
I know. I knew about how it worked. I was trying to get clarification on his thing.
Brian doesn't know anything, and I had explained the world to Brian.
My point is, Brian usually reads things much more than most people I know. And so if Brian wasn't even 100% sure, then I worry about all the team pairings being done without a judge around.
We'll just mention it. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
I'll bring it up again.
I mean, I know each man has X amount of minutes. I mean, I figure we'll get there, figure it out. I mean, I'm honestly, my team is full of losers, so we're just going to lose. So I'm going to put like random people against random people, so it's not like I actually care.
Like, you don't have any strategy?
Yeah, no, there's no strategy. I mean,
I tried to get my team to like tech into like different pairings, and they were like, no, we don't want to do that. I was like, all right, well, that's kind of part of the format, but okay.
Yeah, there's.
I couldn't even get my team to tell me what matchups they're worried about. They're like, "I'm good against everything." I was like, "Well, that's just not true."
Yeah, there's a. Yeah,
I was gonna start a post on Thursday night about it. I mean, I don't understand the problem.
That's more organized than my team is gonna be, probably. Yeah.
Your team has people coming from St. Louis, Madison, and Australia. I think it's Tom still.
Is he?
I don't know. Australia.
I'm not sure, but he's on my team.
College is out for right now, so he's. I don't know how Australian college works.
I figured Tom Guan is in some different country every single day.
Yeah, I was going to say he's Tom Guan the country.
Yeah.
Because
it's like when I was discussing this with what WITC has going to the event, we have Madison, Milwaukee,
Chicago,
Iowa, which is Des Moines, I believe, is where Muse plays.
Des Moines.
I don't think there's a Minnesota team. And I'm pretty positive there's no Michigan or Indiana team. But then we got people from Indiana on a Chicago team.
My team's mostly St. Louis.
And then St. Louis as some of the farther reaches or furthest reaches. And then Texas and Arizona. Team Red.
There's an entire team from Texas. Oh, Team Red's all from Texas.
Okay. It's not all from Texas because you got like Brett Fogel, I don't think, is in Texas.
I thought Flanger was Arizona or California.
Flanger's Arizona.
Okay.
And then you've got Tom, which is Australia. So, like, the longest reach is Tom.
Is Tom, probably, depending
nature
on
of where he is.
Yeah.
But the region, I think there's mostly Texas for that one team. So, Texas, I've been saying Texas is the furthest team we have away because they are the furthest one that is coming to this. But it's pretty cool that we've got 12 teams. The only downside of 12 teams is it's 3 or 4 rounds.
Right.
If the pairdowns happen. Yeah. Oh, so annoying. I would love to get above 16 next year.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm figuring, because like this year we had a bunch of teams that I was expecting to show up that didn't actually show up at all. I was expecting a team from Oshkosh.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have one ever materialize from Oshkosh. Expecting a team from Green Bay. Never got a team from Green Bay.
The Oshkosh and Green Bay crews are enough, but I don't even see them come to Madison very much.
Yes, they don't.
They just seem to drive their 10 minutes and they're happy.
I had hoped for WITC they might come down.
I think they're kind of intimidated too. I think they're just afraid. But I don't know why.
A lot of people I talked to thought it was going to be very like everyone there's going to be a member of the WITC. I was like, no, they're really not.
It's the WITC. It's the small one.
Yeah,
it's because small. It's like. The reason that I was pushing for this type of event is Oshkosh asked for it's probably 2 years now. They wanted to run like a store championship.
Yeah.
And instead of doing like a store championship and dealing with all the stores, I'm like, I'll just run a team event at a separate place and just be done with it.
Yeah.
And so that's where this came from. So it's surprising that they asked for it.
No, they weren't.
And then they just, I don't know if the interest didn't materialize or what caused Oshkosh to not show up.
Yeah.
But I was hoping that they'd show up because when we were counting our teams.
We were counting.
Like just in the area of two states removed, Nathan and I came up with, and I think Andy was part of the discussion, and Dan was part of the discussion. We had like 16 teams.
Yeah.
In the area.
Yeah. It doesn't seem hard.
And then we didn't have it show up. So it's
kind of. Well, yeah. But, I mean, maybe next year, especially if it goes well and people really enjoy it, I think they'll get talked up a lot.
Yeah.
Did you guys already say how many teams actually are showing up?
12.
12.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 60 my players team was team is number pretty 12. Solid.
Yeah, 60 there were players, 11. 5 people per team, 30 tables running at a time.
It's still a good event.
Yeah, it's one of the larger events in the area. We don't have 60 people going to a tournament very often.
The last time that we had something like that was when we were hosting the Mayhem Cups in Madison. Exactly.
Yeah, so it's pretty nice that that's happening. You mentioned something about the Mayhem Cup. That was at Lock and Load. The Mayhem Cup got passed, right?
Yep. Yeah. Australia got it. We'll something happened to it afterwards. We don't know what, but we'll keep everyone updated.
Okay. Because I don't remember if someone was discussing whether WITC was cup event
it's
or not.
No. Yeah, it's not.
All right.
It won't be.
I couldn't remember that was completely outside of my discussion at all. So no, I had no fair. Idea. But the cool thing is I'm super excited about the space because there's a bar literally through a side door.
That's fun.
And you go to the bar.
So people like to drink.
They do.
Yeah.
There is going to be probably a lot of drinking considering first day we're getting through two games.
Yeah.
Three games.
When it starts, what if it finishes?
If it finishes.
But I have a hotel that would be kind of wasting.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Nathan. When I talked to Nathan this last week, he was like, "Oh, we're just going to drop it to two games the first day."
And I was like, "No, I sent an email to both of you specifying this."
I don't read emails.
I believe you.
I'm aware that you guys. Don't
when I talked to emails. Nathan in person, I assume that trumps an email I've received in the past.
No.
Especially in like the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Did Nathan mention that recently?
Like the last podcast.
A week ago, I talked to Nathan, and he was like, "Yeah, since it might only go three rounds, we're dropping it to two the first day, and then one or two the second day."
Yeah.
Damn
did
it,
he
Nathan.
Just not talk to you about it and made that decision in his head?
Probably.
One more, we give Travis another cardiac event.
Can we have another?
It's in person instead of like, you know, we can just like, instead of hearing it come through the computer.
Usually he just types it when I talk about rules. No, this is so much better this way.
Like there was a very specific email, a very specific set of requests. I asked every team what they want to do, if they want to do 2-on-2, 3-1, or 4-0.
Well, that's why, because I didn't get that one until after I had email problems for a few days. But
I don't remember getting the question because
didn't
I joined too late.
Join until after the fact.
I joined too late.
Yeah. So you didn't have a vote in that.
But I want to vote.
Yeah, whatever. You joined too late. So yeah, no.
You
it's
push your mic back because they said that you're.
I'm still too loud. No, that we fixed that. My volume is too. We fixed.
Yeah,
that.
Katie.
I was am on top of things.
Are you?
I won my Waterdeep game.
Good the job. Plan is 3-1. I will re-ask again at the start of the event. However, I know which team said they wanted 4-0.
Yeah.
Well,
there's a couple teams that wanted 4-0. There's a couple teams that wanted 2-2, and there's a majority of teams were like, I either don't care or. 3-1.
I would put it out soon, like even Monday, tomorrow, if you can.
The people that it matters most for already have plane tickets.
Yeah, well, yeah.
There's one team that
that's what I figure they're going to be staying overnight.
Actively hurts them the most.
Yeah, you sure. Figure they. Yeah.
They're the team that already has the most financial.
But they
could
go see all the great sights in Milwaukee.
Yeah, don't bash Milwaukee because we're running the ATC in Milwaukee too, and I have no idea what people are going to do.
No. There's Summerfest, isn't there still?
That's what I was.
That was
sort
something,
of saying
something else
is,
I didn't talk about.
Some like of those, we were planning on doing either tournament, another like a small tournament if it finished early, or I don't know if we want to do a board game thing. I think that would be kind of cool if people wanted.
We could do like a massive Pokemon Go, just like.
There's no real battling. If there was a battling, I would totally organize a tournament for it.
Yeah, I wish there was.
No, too. just like that's a tour of the city.
Yeah, let's go tour where the no city.
Nobody actually looks at the city.
We just look at our phones.
Pokemon.
I don't. Okay, so I live right next to the Elks Lodge. I don't play Pokemon Go, so I don't know what's there.
Oh, Travis. Well,
it doesn't matter. You can start because it's.
No. It's a free app. You could download it tonight. And the I check for us.
And also, people who do play won't care what's there. They'll still just wander around. That's true. Need to get their steps in to hatch eggs at the very
there's, least. Yeah, I have so many steps this week.
There's plenty of places that you can, like, there's food that you can walk to to get your steps for that sort of stuff. So there's probably places that are.
I'm going to have to bring the charger for my phone to the tournament hall.
Yeah, you are.
There's a thing that's going to happen.
Yeah, there's an. I don't know if the place is a hall or anything like that. I could check, I guess.
Have you been in the Elks Lodge?
Yes.
Okay, so you know what it looks like inside.
Yeah, I know what it looks like inside. I don't play Pokemon Go, so I don't know what it is in comparison to everything else. That's if fair. It is even anything. It may that's not fair. Be anything. So, yes, I've been inside of it. Toured it twice. So, got an idea that's of what we're going to do.
No.
Jesus Christ.
I think the dead air was better than that.
Damn it.
No, but I'm super excited for it.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun.
We've
Pokemon
got.
Go? I know.
You can like tour the area and see where all the best spots are.
No, I do not walk around Milwaukee by myself.
It's Waukesha though.
Oh, Waukesha.
Technically, it's Waukesha.
It's okay.
It's better. It's better than Milwaukee.
Remember, though, it's the most red county in the state. You'll be safe.
It is. I had a long conversation. I had a long conversation.
It's the most Republican county in the state.
It is. It's pure Republicans.
So everybody will have a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And you're a woman, so you shouldn't feel like not safe at all.
There anymore. You go. That's
how they basically keep all the blacks out of Waukesha.
Only if you have to worry about medical things.
Not in a like.
It's fine.
I can't respond on it's air.
Katie, you know I'm joking, right?
Katie, you be safe only if you don't have to. I mean, worry you're about medical things. Medical things. You would be safe except for medical things because they would dictate what would happen to your body.
What?
For the red state.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That was a leap.
Is that a leap?
Leap.
I'm joking, by the way.
Yeah.
Just so you're aware.
I can't tell.
It's fine.
No one ever can with Travis.
I have so many responses that are just not appropriate for on air.
I am well within, like, I am firm believer of women's rights and all that stuff. So me making this joke is actually really out of character for me.
I don't think
that's. He likes women's rights as long as he tells them.
I think that that's a myth.
Say what?
What?
I think that when people say Republicans are against women's rights, that's a myth.
I don't.
Well, they're for their rights. They believe that they have the right to tell them what to do with it. They're very strong in that.
Why did you politics?
You've done my fault.
This is all my fault.
This is all your fault. Moving on. So WITC is very exciting, and that's next weekend. But it's too late if you want to join. So
why didn't you let that train crash? Damn it.
No.
That train could have crashed.
I was done with that train.
Our listeners, we get more complaints about politics than anything, and I don't blame it. People turn off the podcast, which they should do.
And I'm glad that you acknowledge that.
But WATC will be very exciting, and I know my team's very excited to play at least. Yeah, hopefully it'll be really fun.
I think everyone is. It's
going to be a good time.
I think people are having regrets now about the lists that they submitted.
Yeah, I've heard regrets just today from people.
Yeah, you know, that's what happens.
That's life.
Are we hoping to see finalized lists by Monday, or is there?
I'm hoping to do it this evening.
Okay, I told my team I thought by Monday they'd be up.
Got, assuming that his teammate responds to me, or if you text him,
his phone usually stays in his bedroom. I just hear it vibrating and going off all day.
So he won't answer until late tonight.
Yeah.
Assuming I get Jordan's list correction, because his is the only invalid list I'm aware of at the moment.
Okay.
And I go back through my set. Again, that I've took from Nathan to look through.
Sure.
Then I should get it up tonight. So
okay,
it should be tonight, early tomorrow.
I'm excited to see the train wreck that is a bunch of Mark III lists that nobody's had a chance to really practice.
There's a couple of those.
My list has one of the two lists I submitted literally has not won a game yet. It has played two. It has 1-0, and I am playing in the WITC.
I don't think there's any. I'd have to look to see if there's a DNC. I don't think there is.
I don't think there is either, which is why I wasn't worried about it.
From what I saw, I was honestly thinking about just one list in the whole thing.
I like in some of the emails I got from people, I thought they'd submitted me only one list because it like the people don't know how to read instructions real well to format things properly, so it's easily readable. Of this is one list, this is the second list, and person
the
by person. So
you
I had
got
to,
everything on time. Shocks the fuck out of me from
what I was amazed that up to 6 minutes before midnight I got the correct list.
Oh, I was hanging out with that team when they were doing it. They were like, it's like it was like 12:50. They're like, I need to get my list together.
I don't think Muse was the last team.
They weren't. They were in the last 10 minutes.
They took it right to the wire.
I can tell you which team took the last.
I made my team turn them in Friday morning.
My phone.
So that, and I submitted
my phone
right after lunch.
Nate's blowing my phone.
Yeah, I turned it in fairly quickly on Thursday night.
Oh, you're a team captain too?
No, I gave Brian my list.
Yeah,
Thursday night.
All my teammates gave me their list by Thursday night. I spent 7 or 8 hours on Friday tweaking my list.
Yeah,
it was amazing. He's like,
that was kind of annoying because like I could have waited and tweaked my list before then, and then like all day Friday, Brian's like, oh, I'm gonna go play some games and make some changes. Like, you son of a, you made me turn this in early.
I played so much War Machine in the last. I played probably 16 games in the last 8 days.
Oh my gosh.
So I got.
I'm confident against a couple things.
Two teams worth of lists within the last 10 minutes of the sign up.
They have things to think about.
Yeah,
I mean the fact is it is really hard. Like I had two lists I was thinking of playing, and then I decided not that they didn't pair well. So then I switched, and that gave me literally two practice games with the switch list. Like yeah.
I actually started putting it into my mind like okay the format of the event, trying to like take it more, a little bit more extreme than I wanted to, just because I'm like, okay, the format with the picking back and forth, you know, potentially we can maximize some stuff.
Yes.
I'm aware. I'm quiet.
Yeah, you're very quiet.
I'm well aware that I'm quiet.
I've been trying to adjust you here and there.
Yeah, I'm aware that I'm quiet.
Yeah.
That's why I'm kind of getting into this, so it's like, rah.
Eating the mic.
Yeah, that'll be a fun weekend. I don't know. Yeah. What other shenanigans?
I'm kind of excited to see what the internet does to everyone's lists.
Especially since this will be the first big event where all the lists are out pretty publicly.
The second one, because the ETC 2 weeks ago or last week, one of the two, they had the lists.
Norm had to make sure that everyone knew in the world that his lists were in, where he was the first Mark III WITC or WTC event.
Okay. It's all right, whatever. I really don't care. It's number of lists, number of games. It's they have 12 teams. We have 12 teams. It does like there's no real whatever. It's the same.
Yeah.
So it's kind of exciting to see what people have thought of and how they're playing and seeing what the initial meta is. What?
America. My counterpoint.
I don't give a shit really about America.
America.
Okay. That's why ours are better.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you looked over all the lists enough to have some kind of idea what the faction breakdown's like?
Yeah. There's... Oh, I don't even know if I can say anything else. There's very few Cricks.
Yeah.
Are there any not on my Legion. Team?
There's at least 4 Scorn, I don't
remember seeing any that weren't on your team.
Yeah, my team has 2, and I think there are 0 in the rest of the event.
There's at least one other player playing Cricks, because he's borrowing models from me.
Okay.
There's 4 Scorn, at least.
There's a lot of Scorn.
That's and 7 years
there's
ago.
A lot of Kador, there's a lot of Signar.
Kador is the faction I still...
There's a lot of Rhett.
There's
a lot of Rhett. There is there's at least... There's, I remember 3 at least. Yeah. Okay. So.
And they're all playing Cassius.
No, one of them is not.
One of them's not playing Cassius.
Wow. 2 of them are not.
What?
2 are not playing Cassius.
That's shocking.
They even figured out. I watched a game with Menoth.
And it's not Cassius anymore. It's
Wormwood. John was playing Hyrule. He was playing the guy with the Krios 3, and he had Corbeau behind him, and his opponent could not kill because Corbeau was behind the battle engine.
Yeah.
So there was no way. He basically shut down the range game, so basically, and the opponent's caster was a warrior model, so he couldn't ever. I mean, he couldn't actually attack his caster.
So he couldn't attack.
So Krios, he was just hanging out in front.
Corbeau was just like la la la.
I'm waiting for people to just start bitching about Corbeau.
Doesn't she have to be within 7 of the models she wants to prevent attacking?
Correct.
So it just prevents melee attacks against him.
Correct.
Yeah.
But that's,
still a big deal.
He can prevents... only be shot, but he can only be shot by magical attacks.
Oh, see, I'm Rhett, so I don't care.
And it prevents most melee from making it to him, except for the 4-inch reach melee, I think. Yeah. I'd have to do the math.
He can't be shot by non-magical, because when I play Rhett, I don't care.
Yep.
Yeah. But he puts enough, he has enough shield guards, and he has enough things to get into the opponent's jacks to make it. It's an interesting list. I'm not saying it. I mean, it's not the end-all, be-all, but I mean, it's a good. Pretty neat list.
It's interesting. I haven't seen that yet.
I don't know if every faction is there.
Is anyone playing Legion?
I saw a Legion list.
Is anyone playing Minions?
There's quite a few Minions. There's quite a few Mercs.
Really good Mark III.
Is it?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I scored a few mercs and minions.
Well, no, I knew that part. Yeah. But then, like, I know Nathan is complaining because he's like, I have no idea how to put gators into my lists.
Well, that's because Nathan has a mental block.
No, it's everyone that was playing minions that were playing the...
People
that
were playing both sides.
Both sides are really easy at it. Really easy. The people that are playing one side and not the other...
Are having trouble.
Are having issues with it. It's the same as any mercenary player that's not prepped for the contracts to disappear. They have no idea if they're like, I'm a Seer Forge and a 4-star player. I don't know how to play anything else.
Yeah.
They don't know how to play Highborn at all. They have no idea what any of those models do because they're just not prepared for
it. So speaking of having issues and making miles and using things, I just made a Hexforce 2 list.
Yep.
While we were sitting here. And I realized it's exactly the same as a Resheth list, except it's led by Hexforce 2. I was like, wait a minute. This list looks surprisingly familiar with everything else I've been playing competitively.
It's because I've had that with Krix. Every time I build my Krix list, I have six to eight jacks I throw in immediately. It's six, yeah. eight jacks and three solos that are immediate in the list before anything starts. And when you end up with that, you don't have anything left in your list.
Yeah, my fun approach is I've been trying to play with between zero and next to zero support.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because as I've been playing more and more games, I'm realizing which support models are just going to need to be in one of my two lists. Like, as I play Cater, I'm understanding I'm going to need an Extoller, probably one of my two lists. I'm just going to need that.
Yep.
But it's fun to play against all these just killer things and not have the support, instead of just, because the other option is to put a bunch of support in and always have it and not, you know, just think it's working. But now I've played probably 12 games with almost nothing, and now I'm really getting a good feel of those 1 or 2 point, well, you know, 5 or 6 points, maybe at most, to throw in there. Because people, I haven't had any problems putting in solos and support in lists. I've just been yanking them out for going for the choice of just going for pure offense. And
I have too. Yeah.
Just throwing at my opponent and just seeing which armies are causing me the most causes trouble, and then adjusting with support.
Rhett's in a little bit of a good place because one of our best support pieces also is a work piece.
Yeah.
Like, Discordia goes in every list, which... it's technically support, but not really.
And my brutes are, for the Shield Guard, but they can get some stuff done. Yeah, they got some shenanigans, so I don't mind them as support as much. But like Extollers and Willbreakers, I mean, that's stuff that just doesn't do that much in theory. They have moments, but you're really getting there for the Eyeless Sight or the rerolls or the Toph, and it's...
I've been cutting Silas out of lists. Like, I never thought I'd cut Silas out of lists. Oh, but
the Krix list, Dara doesn't see every list anymore.
Nope.
I have a list or two that has Dara in it.
Yeah.
Not all of my lists have Dara. I've had Scar lists that have... Scar lists still get the Satixus Raider Captain base.
Yeah.
But like, there's a bunch of other lists that don't get support. However, I do immediately add 8 points of support to my list because the Warwitch Siren is still better than every other support piece in the game.
Yeah.
When it comes down to what she does, even though she dropped a point in mat, or point in magic ability,
whatever.
But it's still a point of focus inside Krix that's additional to everything else. Is stupid good. She's bananas,
yeah. Wasn't it everyone lost a point of magic ability except for like the Colden Lords?
Something like that. Because
everyone, they just got buffed.
Our guys stayed the same.
Because Anna and Holt,
Anna got dropped.
Yeah, Anna dropped, and Alexia. One or two, I forget exactly which one
Druids
dropped,
didn't they?
Druids
didn't they go switch, from 7 to 6?
I think they did as well. There's 1,000 models in the game. I have a hard time remembering all of them.
He was saying he was mispronouncing Darag Wraith.
It's say it right if you're gonna say it. It's Dara.
It's David Wraith.
He thought you were saying
Dara.
He heard Daryl.
He heard Daryl.
No, because that's the damn Australians.
It's Doi Wraith.
It's Dara.
Doi.
But anyway, all this is
exciting. Is it Wraith or Wrath?
Talk about the good,
it's
important
Wrath
game
as well. Doi
that has recently come out.
Yeah, we should.
So, say what?
The important game that has recently
that
come
four
out.
Four of us have played.
That's not Mark III. That's Pokemon Go.
Sure.
Because it's amazing.
It is amazing.
The number of...
I'm going to pull a Katie and go on my phone now.
The number of people playing Pokemon Go is stupid.
It is stupid.
It's insane. And it's so much fun to just walk around. Like, I came home today and there were just two people on bikes stopped in front of my house catching Pokemon. And then there was a couple that was also walking around the sidewalk catching Pokemon. And then I don't know what happened because then just the girl was walking around the neighborhood.
Without the guy.
So I don't know if his phone died or if
they both hit level 5 and she went red, he went yellow. He's like, you're out.
Relationship over. Except Katie and I are on. Okay, so Katie, Brian, and I live within a block of each other. We all three play Pokemon Go. We all three talked about this ahead of time. We all three picked different teams.
Right.
I went with a team where people I work with are going to be on the same team as me. So I figured that's where I'm going to spend, you know, a huge amount of my time.
That's fair.
I went with a team that I agreed with the trainer and his process.
I almost went yellow because it will be the best if you want to go attack places.
But yeah, if you want to go attack gyms, yellow's the team to be because there's a lot of blue and red.
I think I want to attack things more because you just get way more experience.
Oh, you get a ton. Brian and I, so first of all, Brian posted this on Facebook, so people that like know him on Facebook have already seen a picture of this. But the place where I work, Epic, has a lot of problems. Just a lot of problems. However, for the game Pokemon Go, it is the closest thing to Nirvana you will ever experience. On a campus that's sizable but walkable, there are upwards of 30 Pokestops and 4 gyms. It's absurd. I know you don't know what that means.
No, I know what they mean. I know what they mean. I'm not that out of it.
I walked out of the Capitol today. The Capitol is almost as good as a campus, but it's even more spread out.
It's more spread out.
The density of your Pokestops
is absurd.
Ten steps a stop. I mean, it's literally.
I filled my bag
2 days in a row, and then went and spent a bunch of stuff, and then filled my bag again.
We'll have to go. Epic has a bunch of cool art pieces. Epic's the place to go.
Yeah, the art thing is because what they did is they were literally the Pokestops are just cool things to put in a picture.
Yeah.
And so
Epic has a ton of that stuff.
If there's one thing Epic has oodles of, it's ridiculous art that you want pictures of. And so, like,
it's so much fun.
Everything's a Pokestop.
And so, the other thing is I've gotten like 27,000 steps the last 2 days, which is like double my weekly step count.
That's good, though.
And you got it in 2 days.
Like, there is the joke going around about Michelle Obama striving for eight years
to get the America to be healthy, and Pokemon Go didn't 8 hours.
A lot of my friends have like walked an insane amount of steps, and they're like, it's crazy. You've been you're level 5, Andy, you said?
I'm not level 5 yet.
So you're working your way.
But as part of my Pokemon Go story, I received my first injury.
Your first injury? What did you walk into traffic?
My first Pokemon Go injury. So last night after the event, the UFC event when you were driving home and you saw me just randomly in the street.
Yeah.
which was funny though too. Cause it was like 12:30 at night and I saw Brian drive by cause he's coming back home from Cedar Rapids. Yeah. Brian just kind of like, I see him looking at me. I'm like, oh,
technically, I actually didn't see you. I slowed down for the Pokestop. So if you were like in the street dying, I wouldn't have noticed you. I knew you were there. I knew there was a Pokestop there.
Yeah, that's where I did it. Is I went to the Pokestop and I saw there were some rustling of leaves down the way, and there's some in the actual park there. And I'm like, oh, I'll go wander around for a little bit. Pitch black in that
yeah,
park.
Yeah, the park has no light.
Has no light in it whatsoever. So even if I wasn't staring my fucking phone.
Which you were.
Which I was. I walked straight into a bench.
They look like one bench.
Just literally just the one bench. I found it with my shin. Do you guys want to see it?
No, I trust you.
Okay, well, no, man. I'm going to show it to you.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, gross.
That.
Not that bad.
Oh, that's pretty gross.
He did find it.
That's pretty bad.
Found it real good.
Oh,
that hurt like a mother.
When we were in Des Moines, we were at a Tasty Taco, which Travis loves. I mean, not Travis. Keith loves. I look at my phone and I'm like, man, there's a really scary guy, but there's a Pokemon next to him. I'm like, I wanted to go over and swipe at the Pokemon, but the guy was right there. So I'm like, Keith, there's a Pokemon to your left of the chair. It's a scary guy. We let it go. And then we're in a covers on the way back. I'm like, dudes, there's two Pokemons in the girl's bathroom. And we're all like, just looking at it like, no. So sometimes their Pokemon are so close, but yet in a place you just can't
don't
go.
Be the creep.
I was wandering.
Don't be the creep.
I wandered into someone's backyard and Katie made me stop.
Don't trespass. Don't be the creep. Don't trespass.
That's because
be aware.
You have to like go, like it wasn't like we were in the
park.
You
just step into the backyard.
You have to like creep around the side of their house.
Yeah, don't be a creeper. Don't be a trespasser.
That game makes you creep. Okay, so first of all, there's a Pokestop at the park that's directly on the one block between Brian and I. Literally, every time I drive by it now, I pull my car over at the park and I'm on my phone and I realized Katie was having trouble having her phone load and I said, Katie, it looks like we're creepily staring at the kids at the park right now.
I was watching the kids
and
at
then,
the park while
and,
my phone was loading.
And I've walked or driven by that spot many times these last 2 days for no reason. I mean, I just happened to be there. I've seen so many cars stop at that park and I'm just like, this has got to be creepy as crap for parents and kids.
It's even worse than that. Now imagine if you're a minority and not a white male in this environment. Where
there were two black guys in a car that pulled up to the park.
They've there's a post on Gizmodo or something like that. That is a guy's like, he had to stop playing because he's worried that he'll get shot playing Pokemon Go because he's a black guy wandering around in front of a house three or four times trying to find this damn Pokemon. Exactly. Exactly. People are worried about it.
Be a problem at our park because we have not at our black people in our park.
Yeah, our neighborhood, but some neighborhoods, but for not some, so much.
Yeah, like it's not.
Yeah.
Like in Waukesha, our environments
are
maybe, but it's like it's just like the whole aspect where you think about the environment that they developed this game in.
Yeah.
If it's in Japan, like a vast majority of the people are Japanese in Japan, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's like what? I don't know what the minority. I don't know what the minority breakdown is, but it's like you're expecting a majority to be doing the thing. In America, the minorities are different. Like, the racial makeup is much different than in Japan. That's true,
but this company made a game, and I'm forgetting the name of it right now.
Ingress,
which is incredibly popular in the States. And people get together in groups of 60 to wander all over a given state in Ingress right now, today, in the U.S., so, like, they have to have some understanding of how a game like this works.
They don't have anything, like, in high schools or like, middle school. There are no stops. They have dead zones with the skis games. You can't go to a preschool. There's not going to be a stop in a preschool.
But they're regularly putting them in churches. And I have seen them near schools. Not in schools. But, like, there's one across the street from the school just down the street.
That's the closest one I've seen. But,
that's pretty close. There's a park there, though. That's what I
there's a sign that's pretty across the street from the school.
I wonder if it's the landmark.
It's a landmark.
The physical landmark.
Well, it was interesting. I think I talked to you about this, and also the Des Moines guys did this. They went down to the capitals in special places, like big aquariums. Yep. Anywhere special have higher chance of rare things. So like the Des Moines guys went down to the Capitol. I was in the Capitol building for the first time in my life in Madison.
Exactly.
Today.
You don't go to a place that... Oh. So Darnon saying that the nodes from Pokemon Go are lifted from Ingress.
Yes. They lifted it from Ingress, and it's going to create it. It'll change based on the data people use it. So things will change and modify and move around based on usage.
Yeah.
Any of you guys see the posting with the picture that of a sign inside a store that says Pokemon are for paying
customers
only?
Yeah. There's like another one of a sign with a Pokeball in the center, and then it's saying we value that you're an employee here, but this is not your time to play Pokemon Go. If you wish to play Pokemon Go, you can find other employment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so because a huge problem. Like Epic Friday, on Friday, the game, I didn't download it on Friday. I waited until Saturday. But on Friday, literally, I walked to lunch outside, and the entire campus was out walking. 10,000 employees had stopped working and were wandering the campus.
Well, when you have that many nodes, if you saw that game and you realize you're...
You did download it on Friday.
Oh, I guess I did, but I didn't play it at all.
After work or before work?
It was after work. After work. I was meeting a friend.
Yeah, but like... Yeah, that's right. I was sitting there with the two of them. I was like, this is boring. I want to download Pokemon Go.
She was working there, but she was just hanging out there. Otherwise, I would not have invited Jeremy.
Yeah, that's a fact. But it's fine. But because
you invited him to hang out with him instead.
She wanted to
hang out. That's funny.
But like, there's literally people at Epic. There's a bunch of people at Epic that have a Pokestop that they can trigger at their desk.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Like, those people are going to literally be just every 5 minutes on Pokemon Go till their bag's full. Then they're going to walk around for an hour till their bag's empty. And then they're going to sit at their desk for an hour filling up their bag.
Yeah. But can their batteries handle it?
I keep a charging cord at work. I'm charging my battery and filling my bag. Yeah. Then I unplug. I go for an hour-long walk. I catch a bunch of Pokemon. I go back to my desk. I plug it in. And I fill up my bag for an hour. Like... That's what's going to happen with a lot of Epic employees. Yeah. The day after most big video games come out, Epic sees excessive amounts of sick use.
Sure.
Like,
well, so did Fallout 4 cause
that. Like, on the orders of thousands of people call out sick when, like, a WoW expansion drops.
Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't surprise me. It's
a bunch of 21-year-olds.
Yeah, it's software.
Well, they hire people straight out of college that are also nerds. And so you have a bunch of 21, 22, 23-year-old nerds.
That are all interested in the same things.
We went to campus because it's the Mecca. And literally, there's just... on Saturday and Sunday, there were hordes of people wandering the campus and, like, grouping up into packs based on color. Like, we would walk by and they're like, hey, what team are you? I'm like, team blue. Like, get fucked. Like, I walk up to the next group and they're like, hey, what team are you? Team blue. Yeah, you want to come walk around with us? like just wandering around in these groups of like 10 or 15 crushing gyms. It's like, oh my god.
I think it'll die down though. People get used.
Yeah,
and then there's no, me. People, and I people don't get know bored. Pokemon. I gotta get bored.
Yeah, Brian know. Doesn't know anything about Pokemon.
I'm like, I don't know what evolves into water. What's well, water? Right. I don't know what a Wiggle is or Smiggle or a Diggle.
I'm a huge Pokemon.
Are
in
the same generation. They're the opposite. They're the
well, no, like I know people Brian's age to play. I'm in the middle. I'm 35.
Okay, so you're older than I am.
Yeah,
I see.
Because Pokemon Red and Blue were my childhood.
Yeah, Red Blue. Red Blue and Yellow.
Yellow came out after Red, Blue, I was
Yellow was the first one I had.
Yellow came out when I was in college.
Yeah, Yellow
Red
was
came
late.
Out when
Red
I was like
blue.
In high school.
Yep.
When
the I was in middle school when
came
those came out,
out
yeah.
Like after Brian and I were
yeah, done. You guys are past that.
If I would have had a Nintendo Wii maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I know that there's a new one that came out, the Wii people just not the Wii but the handheld.
The handheld. Katie and I bought the handheld just for that game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I make enough money that it's cheap handheld whatever. But like I wouldn't have fallen into the games, but what it was my freshman year of college, I hadn't played them at all. My freshman year of college, I came home from college, and one of my brothers, who are 11, 13, and 15 years younger than me.
Which are all playing them.
Well, the one 11 years, the one that was 13 years younger than me said, "Hey, Jeremy, I'm stuck on this game." And I was like, "Oh, here, I'll help you out, buddy."
And then I got addicted.
And I was home for a week, and I beat the game. Yeah. And I was like, "Here, I caught all the Pokemon."
Because you think about it, the game has multiple things for it. It's a traditional RPG with a collection aspect to it that makes it like it hits both sides. You can easily be like, "Hey, I'm
so cute."
There's I read that an article. Well. They might even add the turn-based combat as a future upgrade. They might even add that because the combat's pretty generic. But
a lot of people are asking to be
if
able
they
to
add
fight
a battle.
Friends.
If they have a battle feature that'll keep its longevity. That's the issue right now. Is
the gyms
if they don't
are
have
buggy.
Anything going forward?
The gyms are buggy.
Something.
They don't have trade. They've said they're going to initiate trading, but they haven't got trading yet. So the gyms are buggy. You can't fight other people, and trading's not in it yet. And so, like, while you can have that community a little bit, the servers are still up and down a little bit too.
They need to fix all of those things, and then I'm interested in hearing what they're going to do because I'm sure a lot of businesses are going to be pushing for them to enable them to either purchase
a Pokestop or
Pokestop's gym or lures, like a continual purchase on a lure for like advertisement. Because there's no reason not to. Ben from Misty Mountain was saying he kept popping a lure in his store because it's worthwhile.
It's worthwhile. People
Will
come Pagani in the store
doing
just
the same
for
thing
the lure.
In Asgard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they just kept hitting the lure.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason not to.
He has a Pokestop outside his store. He just lures it like every half hour.
Yeah.
And people come into the store to.
Yeah. Because it's you're basically getting the same
demographic.
Business. No, it's the business that it's the why am I forgetting the word of it now? It's the when you walk by something, you're the impulse buys.
Impulse buys,
it's you're getting people to walk by your store.
Yeah.
They if half of them look up and go, "Hey, look, I like that store," and they go in and buy something, advertisement.
And
free.
When you're a game store, like you fit right
works,
into that niche.
Yeah.
Right. Plus it's really fun.
I'm just sitting here staring at my Pokemon Go's.
But, like, that's the thing, is Katie and I literally, like, okay, so she hadn't downloaded it yet Saturday morning. And so I was like, "Oh, you should check it out." So she downloaded it. She's like, "Oh, we should go for a walk."
And
so
then you guys never discussed the team at that point?
No, we did.
Well, we did. He wanted me to be on the same team, but I liked Yellow.
She liked Yellow.
Because
you got beat by the color choice.
Yellow's an awful color.
Then why did you pick
she
Yellow?
Liked his.
What they say
I
doesn't matter.
Spiel.
That's spiel is like irrelevant.
Spiel is irrelevant to me, but not to her.
The spiel, and so I bought into the spiel.
You got swayed by
she
the,
got swayed by
the persuasion
by the
voice.
Trainer's spiel that's like three sentences.
Yeah.
So
the most generic three sentences
I
ever read in your life. Team Yellow is good because we're Yellow. I like that.
We walked for an hour or two around the neighborhood, and then we were hooked, and then we were like, "Well, we have to drive somewhere now." And I was like, "Well, I heard Epic's got great stuff." And she's like, "No, let's go to the Arboretum." And I was like, "Great." So we drove to the Arboretum, which had 6 Pokestops and 2 gyms. So we did that for a while, and then we were like, "Well, this was fun, but our batteries are dying." We drove home, we charged our phones,
and then
we drove to
up.
Epic, walked around until our phones died a second time, went home, charged our phones, and then we were like, "You know what we should do? We should take the dogs for a walk." No reason. And then
the
we walked
park.
The dogs around for like another hour
of course,
until our phones died.
To be fair, we didn't walk them earlier because they are at daycare, otherwise we would have walked
them. We would have walked them then. Today we went to Epic for so long that Arya. I don't. Have you met Arya yet?
I have not. I haven't been to your house.
Arya, you need to. You need to.
I have been to your guys' house.
You have.
Have you guys gotten a new dog since?
She's the little brown puppy, the light brown. I don't know. I don't know if we had her yet when you came over last time.
She would
have
been
really
tiny.
She was really small when you would have been there.
I don't think so.
At any rate, so she's a ball of energy who's hyper always.
Yep.
She was so tired from walking around Epic today that we got home and she laid on the couch of her own accord. She was like, "I'm done. Please stop making me walk."
Well, we had just come from agility class, too. I was really upset with you guys for walking without me.
You chose to go to a class.
I paid for it. I gotta go.
But
she really
liked it. I'm really enjoying Pokemon Go. And I personally will probably keep playing it for a long time because I have the advantage that a lot of people don't, that even if all I do at work is go for a 1-hour walk, I can fill up on Pokestops in an hour.
Well, you can go for a one-hour walk.
And I can go for a one-hour walk.
I'm pretty sure there's a Pokestop. There's two Pokestops right near my desk. It's either right to my desk, or I can like walk for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, they are right next to your work.
Yeah, they're right. They're two around my work and a
gym. But like Keith, so Keith has just like tons of plates, free time. But he's out of Pokeballs completely because there are a lot of Pokemon near him, even some rare ones.
But no stops.
I caught a Rhydon near his house today. That was pretty hot stuff. But anyway, but there's two nodes, but they're like a significant walk. And they're singing walk from each other. It's not like you can walk, get them both, walk home. Back. Yeah. And so like he's like, well, I just don't have... I was like, just go to Epic for an hour, man.
And get all of
them. And fill your bag and then go home.
Or go downtown.
Or go downtown.
Yeah, take her in her little cart downtown.
Yeah, and he was like, well, do they allow kids on Epic's campus? I was like, yeah, you don't work there. It's just open to the public. Just walk through.
Yeah. If it's outside, they're not going
to... It's literally outside. They're not going to do anything to you. But like a lot of people... like. I understand where he's coming from. If you don't work for Epic and you haven't ever asked an Epic employee,
it feels awkward.
It feels awkward, and also you don't know, like, it's this big mega company. They must have some sort of security or a gate or something.
It's like, for example, Harley-Davidson, the Juneau campus, has a gate around it.
Yeah.
So it's like you expect, if that's your view of big business, of a big corporation is going to have that building under security.
It's a little weird that Epic doesn't.
I think you could live at Epic. I think
Brian and I were talking about it. You could easily live at Epic.
If I got homeless, I think I could probably live there the winter and get away with it. I think it's so big
that you could hide out enough.
Five days a week, all the doors are unlocked.
Okay.
There are showers. There are lockers.
You could definitely, like, I bet if you were like paying attention to where you were sleeping, I bet you could get away with it.
Yeah, because you could just go into someone's office after hours.
Yeah.
And like the cleaning crew's done by 8.
Yeah, you just have to work till
anywhere. Past. Just wait till after that and then go. A lot of people have couches in their offices.
Yeah. Cafeteria, you just like write down your
Yeah, the cafeteria has a system where you can write down what your ID is to pay for things, and you could just write down random IDs for a year and never get caught as long as you change it.
Yeah, you constantly just changing the number. Yeah. That's funny.
Like,
well, because how many Epic employees actually check to make sure that what they've been charged for that month?
No one.
Yeah.
No one. In fact, I know a lot of employees that got in trouble because they were writing down the... like, there was someone at the coffee cart in Tokay that for, like, a year wrote down the wrong number because they, like, misremembered their ID. Like, they were transposing two numbers.
Yep.
And finally, they were like, you owe this person, like, a lot of money. You go to the coffee cart every day. Like,
this is not an expensive habit. Why doesn't everybody do this?
Yeah.
But that's like, funny. I think as long as you're clean shaven and just dressed like a 22-year-old, nobody would care.
As long as you don't look like a slob, you could probably get away with it.
And like I said, there's showers and lockers and stuff, so like, not a problem.
There's a person that does that at Google. I don't know if he hired or bought a truck, and basically put a bedroom in the back of the truck and just
parked it on. Which they also do. There's no rule you can't just leave a car in the garage forever.
Yeah, and so he just parks it, and then when he needs to sleep, he goes there, and then... Google campus have showers. Yeah. They have the cafeteria on both or all three meals.
We have a laundromat on our campus, so you could literally like...
You could do everything then,
Yeah, you can't... Like, there's not a washer dryer, but you could just dry clean your clothes, theoretically.
Off of somebody else's ID.
Probably. I've never used the laundromat. I don't know if you can put your
ID. But there's the aspect of, you, if you needed to do it off your own ID, you could.
Yeah.
You could afford to... You could do everything off your own.
I mean, you could also just buy a box of soap.
And just do it in the shower. Do it in the shower.
Yeah, there's plenty of methods of doing it. Like... Yeah. Or because you have a vehicle, you could still drive and get. Yeah,
use a dryer.
And, just go to a laundromat and
that's okay.
And get a laundromat and do
it. Be expensive. I mean, if you're homeless, if you're homeless and you're living at Epic, you're probably not begging a whole lot during the day, unless you're just gone.
But you're working at Epic. Are you saying
truly homeless?
Okay, I was going from the idea of working there. Like, you couldn't
I lost
live
my
there.
Job tomorrow.
Oh,
I would live on the Epic campus.
Yeah, you could. Okay, I get what you're saying.
You have a house.
Right, but if I lost my job, I have
Jeremy
everything.
Jeremy lost his job, he's out. I mean, that's the honest here.
Katie would not let me stay there rent free.
I told him that at the beginning.
So how many days before your rent runs out?
It's always just one day away.
Just one day. Holy shit.
That's being generous.
I think it would take her 24 hours to notice that I wasn't going to work anymore. Maybe.
Well, you could lie to me for
lie to her for weeks.
Just wait till a game release.
You could lie to me for weeks.
No?
No. I would figure it out within a week.
That I wasn't going to work?
See, now we have to experiment.
Well, I work from home.
Oh, yeah, that would make it harder.
Leave in the morning. It's like, go over.
I could leave in the morning.
It's like, I got all these Pokemon.
I check all of our bank accounts.
You do. You check
all
our...
I would notice as soon as that...
as soon as the paycheck didn't hit.
I would know something was up.
Oh, I'm sure every day she's like, she checks that thing, make sure the
money's out. I'll be at a gas station or something, and my phone will ring, and it'll be Katie, and she's like, do you know what this charge for $23 from 3 Thursdays ago was? I'm like, no.
Well, I just want to make sure it's legitimate.
She's like, I don't know that it's legitimate. Like,
it's legitimate.
It's probably legitimate.
My wife's checked that as well.
Yeah.
And she's caught one.
Yeah, Katie's caught stuff.
I was surprised that she
Katie's caught stuff.
I thought you said your wife's.
I heard wife.
I had to not say Katie because my wife's name is Katie. I'm like, I didn't want to confuse the two, so I said my wife.
Yeah,
I also do your finances.
No.
Login. Travis, what are you spending money on?
Not much.
Anyway, Pokemon Go is amazing. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah, you should get it. And at least, I mean, because we spent $5 each to get an additional incubator, but you don't need to.
We thought you had to, but it turns out there's a free incubator. We just didn't know how to use it.
Okay.
And we walked around the whole. It was a day's worth of entertainment. So even if you just spend $5 on it, to get
it was already worth it.
If you're gonna go for a walk, I mean, if you're gonna do a walk,
no, it's. The locals, my local RPG group, they're doing a run for Gen Con because there's the Gen Con Orc Stomp, I think it's called, or something like that. Okay. They're prepping for the run.
Yeah.
Well, the park that they go to is now just littered with Pokemon stuff. Yep. So they're like, I'm no longer running for this event at Gen Con. I'm running because there's a whole bunch of Pokemon stuff.
Well, but you can't run and get stuff at the same time.
You can.
Run, stop.
You can, though, because also running's not fast enough that it doesn't trigger. Because if you're driving 5 or 10 miles an hour, you're good.
And do this.
There's also the issue that they didn't make the GPS piggyback other GPS. That it either is the Pokemon Go app or your other running app.
Yeah, you can't run both.
If you're trying to do like a plan of I'm going to run this far and you have some like other app that controls that, it doesn't work. So like your thing will still say like, hey, you only walked half a kilometer out of the 5 kilometers you need.
Then you can device.
Exactly. You exactly.
Although this doesn't tell you how fast to run and when to stop running and walk. So
the more fancy Fitbits do.
Oh, yeah.
You can get a Fitbit that has a whole
extra. Spend more money on a Fitbit so that you can play Pokemon Go.
The free game to get better.
For the free game.
Yep.
It's really fun.
Like, I know Jay Larson's already asked. Like, he's waiting for the figure for advertisement so he can put a Pokemon shop in his
store.
Putting
a gym in your store would be a big deal.
Like,
every game store in Madison has had an automatic PokeStop.
Yeah, amazing. Misty's got one at the subway just down, like, right around the corner.
No, Misty is a PokeStop. So
no, because they're outside of. But there's a gym at the subway.
Oh, yeah. I think it'll be PokeStop still because that gets people. I think PokeStops are almost.
I think gyms are going to long term be something that people are big, that are big for people.
But it'll be interesting
because you
want to
sit at a gym for a while battling.
Yeah.
And so it'll be pulling more people in that way.
It'll be interesting to see if they do something like Hearthstone where they had the campfire.
The fireside.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they do something like that with the game. Because it's like that's the next logical progression is, hey, you've got all these people meeting up.
Yeah.
Let them do something.
It would be nice if they would actually tie the app into other like pedometer apps because you have to have the game running in order to get the steps to count towards eggs hatching.
Yep, right.
But it takes up so much battery that like you can't.
You can't do you can't do multiple things with
it. Or they need to make it so it doesn't take up.
You just buy a battery pack and take it with you.
I did take a look at the settings in here. There is a battery saver.
Yeah, the way the battery saver modes is, if you turn the phone upside down, it blacks the screen out, but still tracks everything, and it will vibrate if there's a Pokemon.
Okay.
Okay. If there's a catchable Pokemon, it'll vibrate. The problem is that works fine for Brian and Katie. When I activate mine, my screen freezes and I can't catch anything. So like, there's still a few
phone models. Yeah. Do you have a different phone model than either of these?
Brian
two?
And I both have Droids, but they're different models.
And I have an iPhone.
And she has an iPhone.
So that is most likely like, your phone brand.
Yeah, most likely. But the point is, like, the battery saver app. There's still some tweaks to be made.
Yeah. Look at the same thing that happened. I'm going to bring up a War Machine thing again, but War Room.
Yeah.
Device fragmentation is a thing.
It's a huge problem.
And you're experiencing it.
Yeah, but like, I would very much like to see, just like for me, like Marshall and Keith are both really upset that you don't get to battle wild Pokemon to make them easier to catch.
Yep.
To me, that's not as big a deal. What's a big deal to me is I want to be able to fight with my 5 Pokemon versus your 5 Pokemon.
Right.
Because like my little brothers and I, like when I would play, like that was the big thing is I'd come back from school and they'd have all max level Pokemon and be like, let's fight.
Yeah.
And like, that's what I would like to see.
Well, I think it's going to get there.
I think some people want to play the game like the game.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where they're battling wild.
Some people want to be Ash Ketchum and some people want to be a gym leader. Correct. I'm perfectly happy being a gym leader.
Yeah.
But most people prefer to be Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, I like feeling like I'm Ash and I can go wander around. Except for I must be Misty, his little friend.
Yeah, you're Misty.
Who's
Misty.
Ash?
Ash is the main character. He's the one that
Ash
has a Pikachu.
Ash, well, so he fights Evil Dead.
You know who Pikachu
Dead?
Is?
Is it Evil Dead 2 or Evil Dead?
Do you know who Pikachu is?
I'm Pika Pika. Yeah, no, I know who that is.
Ash is the kid that Pikachu falls
And
from.
Who has the Dragon Ball?
That's a different thing.
That's
the
Goku.
One with the yellow hair.
That's Son Goku.
Okay. And do they fight?
No.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
Because they would wonder what the hell. Haircut, right?
They would wonder they what Pikachu was doing if Pikachu managed to get glow around him, and they would think he went Super Saiyan.
They would.
Then Goku just punch him and kill him. Just whoosh.
You can't kill Pikachu.
If they thought he was Super Saiyan, they just punch him and he'd explode. Okay,
so if you haven't downloaded the game yet, I found out today that you can get Pikachu as your starting Pokemon, and my mind exploded. I was tempted to reinstall the game. I was so upset.
And you just threw a pen.
Right? I was just a low level. You could restart. You could uninstall and reinstall the app.
No, I've got a Snore thingy.
Snorlax?
You have a Snorlax?
No.
If you have a Snorlax, I'm going to kill you and steal your phone.
I was drawing.
Brian has a Ponita. I know. I'm so jealous.
I saw a Pokechu.
I love Pikachu.
I was three steps away from a Poke thingy.
Pikachu?
I saw the outline, but I was like...
I got an Electabuzz, which was exciting, but it's no Pikachu. But my point is, it prevents you the three starting Pokemon, and they're just all around you. Drowsy. I have a Drowsy. Okay.
Yeah, there's some Drowsy.
Okay, I'm less upset. If you had a Snorlax...
I got a Seal.
So there's like six super rare... I got two Seals.
I know.
There's like six super rare Pokemon in the game, and the Snorlax is one of them. Like, they're super, uber, uber rare.
My Snoozable Google is pretty good.
Snoozable Google?
Snorlax was always... I feel like
he was a one-off in the game.
Yeah.
You met him once, and if you did not catch him, you could not catch Snorlax.
And he would disappear.
Yeah, you got like one shot, and then you'd run away. If you didn't have a Master Ball, you were screwed.
See, what are those things that evolve in different things? You had like the random
evolves. Did I say Master Ball?
Are you guys aware of Pokemon Go Plus?
I didn't know it was a thing. What's that?
It's $35.
What?
And you get the ability to catch Pokemon and collect from stops without using your phone.
Yeah, it's got a little...
It looks like the nerdiest, dorkiest little pin, and you put it here, but you can, like... It's got a couple of buttons so you can collect Pokestops and throw balls.
Yeah. But and that just saves a whole bunch of battery life on your phone.
Yeah, but that's not what I want.
Yeah, I know.
I want more convenience for me. I need the free game to really accommodate my needs.
Snorlax is amazing, Tort.
I just saw Travis's phone. If I had that many Twitter and updates, I would literally break the phone in half and just give up on it.
But anyway, Andy, in case you want to uninstall and reinstall, or in case any of our listeners have not yet installed the game, you know at the very beginning it shows you Charmander, Bulbasaur, and Squirtle. And it's like, click one of them. If you walk away, they reappear near you. You walk away again, they reappear near you. You walk away a fourth time, and Pikachu shows up as an option.
No, I can't do that to Squirtle. I have to take him.
I also chose Squirtle. Good choice.
Yeah. I chose Charmander because obvious winner.
I have no idea what I picked.
Yeah, open up. I don't know. We can find out what it is.
But I want to wait until next week
to send Nathan a picture if he can figure out what it is.
Go to your Pokemon.
The problem is Squirtle turns into Blastoise, which is
amazing.
Huge cannon on his back and is not cute.
Blastoise is amazing.
That's why he doesn't get picked.
I love Squirtle.
Blastoise isn't cute.
Blastoise is amazing.
Blastoise
is more attractive than Venusaur, which is what Bulbasaur turns into. That's just the ugly big thing with the big flower on its back.
I like Goldblatt. He's
pretty.
Kind of adorable.
Charizard is hot.
Yeah, I agree. Charizard's amazing. I thought it would be easier to catch Charizard and the other basic Pokemon later.
Charizard was
But
hot.
The only one I've He's seen in the real world is actually Squirtle, which makes
me
sad.
Is that a pawn? I don't know what that's called. Is that a pawn?
If his tail goes out, he dies.
That's true. Charmander.
So he is definitely by nature hot.
He is by nature hot.
Well, his tail is.
Sure, but his tail is him.
Is he warm-blooded or cold-blooded?
I assumed warm-blooded.
I'm just going to Google it.
All right, next topic.
Anyway, I'm sure that there's legitimately been asked.
It's been legitimately asked for. Do we have any other more topics that we want to talk about tonight?
What else is next, people? I don't know.
I mean, we've talked about Mark III a bit. Like, I don't mind talking about some more Mark III stuff.
No.
But have you played any War Machine, Travis? You're just dealing with rule things constantly. And have you killed anyone?
I have not killed anyone yet.
That's a plus.
I've played...
Travis had the best line ever.
Which line was that?
Which is, please don't be passive aggressive on the forums.
On the rules forum specifically.
On the rules forum.
It's okay with it on other forums.
The thing
just not the rules forum.
I wasn't passive aggressive.
No, you said that.
Like, people have come out and said, Travis, why were you passive aggressive in your passive aggressive post? I'm like, no, that wasn't.
That wasn't.
If you know me, it wasn't passive aggressive.
Travis is aggressive aggressive. He doesn't believe in passive aggressive.
Vulcan is passive aggressive.
Can't do that.
Telling them what you want them to do is the opposite of passive aggressive.
Right?
Stop doing this thing and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's really passive aggressive.
Is it really? That's amazing, isn't it? Like, It's just amazing that people...
It is definitely regional, awesome. Nick, by the way. They've even stated online that the different types of Pokemon are A, in different places in the world, but also B, in different climates. So if you go near a lake, there will be more water Pokemon. If you're in a grassy park, bug Pokemon and bird Pokemon, which is why near the park, near us, they're just lousy with Pidgeys.
So are we going to see Pidgeys and migrations potatoes. And the bugs disappear for winter and then all the ice Pokemon come out? Wouldn't that be amazing if they did that?
I don't think so.
Because the other thing is when we went to the Arboretum, there all of a sudden there was a lot more rabbits,
yep.
The Nidorans.
The Nidorinas, if you're interested in Nidorans, male and female, they're at the Arboretum off of Seminole.
I didn't see any. I was down by the water, but there was a few more water things by water park. There was still some other. I mean, it's not completely different.
It changes.
It does.
Like the ride on and the Keith caught a Geodude. There's rock type Pokemon near Keith's house.
I would be interested in going out on the middle of Lake Winnebago and seeing, circling just and just see if there's Pokemon anywhere on the body of water.
You know what was a little bit surreal?
Because that'd be amazing.
When we were in the Arboretum, I could hear animals in the things, but there were no Pokemon.
So she was very confused.
I was it should be right here. I can hear them. They were not.
So you'll have this intense game debate. You see somebody be like, oh my God, there's a blah, 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 1 foot away, and then people are like,
wanting from the Yeah, I literally had to turn my game off because, if there had been a two step away, I don't know, Charizard or something, right in the middle of the podcast. I'd just been out of here. But screw you guys, I have a Charizard to catch. I was in the middle of my IKRPG section this afternoon, and a horsey was two steps away from Keith's house, and I sat there, and I looked at the group, and I looked at
my... Why don't you just get up and walk out and
go? I was I think I'm just going to go for five minutes.
If it's three steps, it's hard to find.
Two steps, you know it's close.
Yeah.
And then it left, and I was so mad I hadn't gotten up and gone to get it.
You should, from what you described of your session, you should have just got up and
I should, it. Yeah, well, there's that too.
Yep. You should have just
Yeah.
Wrap this up.
Okay.
Zappity grumbles?
Do we have any grumbles and zappies?
Chris
asked
one.
Chris, we saw one for Chris.
About Helga having, I think it was...
Why only two
Why
kids?
She's two, not more
She is a pig.
Pig, yeah.
It's fair, but...
they made the rest of the armor anatomically correct?
Yeah.
not just a pig, just a sow.
Sorry, you're right, a sow. I apologize.
But I'm sure that they made the rest of the armor anatomically correct. Because female armor doesn't technically have boob plate.
No. Boob plate doesn't technically exist.
No.
Boob plate is actually more likely to get you killed if you're a female wearing armor. Because it directs the blows right to the center of your chest. And you don't want that.
Terrible. That's true. I was almost saying. Yeah, I figured.
Boob plate in fantasy miniatures.
I don't know what that is.
It's armor that has boobs on it.
Armor that
oh, boob.
Boob plate.
Boob armor.
Armor.
I thought you said boo, the sound a ghost makes.
No.
Boo armor.
And I was like, I have no idea
what that is. What does boo armor look like?
What does boo armor look like? Is it translucent?
I just had no idea.
It follows you when you look away from it.
Yeah.
That's what boo armor does.
Am I wearing it? I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a ton of gas. There's a ton of ghastlies around the Muse headquarters. That's just where the ghastlies all live.
That's amazing. Oh my goodness.
I can see somebody putting in complaints in that saying that the Pokemon around their business is not worthwhile. It's all that's around my food establishment is Rattatas.
Yeah. Epic has a nice collection because there are places that are water and there are places that are not, which is nice. No real rock Pokemon at Epic.
Got a Psyduck there.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to that's the whole part of the advertising ones, thing.
By the way.
People are going to want
somebody posted on Yakek.
Nice things
we
around their
there.
Store.
No, I
and
can't.
Well, what's going to end up happening with that?
It's somewhere you can drive to.
I have to walk another 15,000 steps tomorrow. I got a call today.
Well, you're going to Illinois. I'm really curious to see what is near your parents' house.
I know.
Wait, what are you leaving for Illinois? Are we not playing Shadows tomorrow?
Oh yeah, I won't be there for Shadows.
Oh man, Jordan's going to lose
Jordan,
his mind.
Jeremy, you are telling Jordan because he's already on the edge.
Why?
We keep skipping Shadows because. Brian, I had something, and then Katie had something, and it's me and Katie and Brian and Jordan.
So
and
if Jordan's you lose one of you, you lose the
we
whole.
Just, yeah, stop. Yeah,
we and just, I do things 5 nights a week, so I'm okay canceling one night a week because I can stay home and do fucking nothing, or tomorrow walk around the town getting.
You
Pokemon.
Could play more War Machine in practice for WIT.
Well, you know what we could do is we could play a three part. We could play it three characters.
We could, but I don't want to. Okay. If someone's not there, I'm happy enough.
Well, then you get to tell him.
No, you're telling him.
I offered.
to play three people.
How about no
That's
one
That's not important
him.
One.
You don't have to tell.
Wanders around on Monday and goes, "What are we not playing?" Exactly. Shadows
you don't. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't say anything, and then
because I don't live with him,
and then he has to explain it tomorrow.
I'm gonna text
him. That is passive aggressive.
Thank you. I'm texting him now.
The textbook definition is Brian just sitting on his computer, not looking up at him at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm texting him. I solved the problem.
Do we have any other Zappities, or is that it?
That was it. Okay.
That was it.
Okay.
That was
I have a recommendation. You should play Pokemon Go.
I'm pretty sure one of you or both of you made the recommendation earlier.
Probably.
I think Katie did.
Yes.
You're not going to recommend the Pets movie?
The Pets movie was all right.
It was all right. It was cute, but it was not amazing.
It was no the last animated movie that was out there.
It was no Zootopia? Inside Out. It was no...
What was the coolest pet?
Zootopia?
Zootopia.
It was
so
no
amazing.
Zootopia. What was the coolest pet?
Well, you know what?
Honestly, the rabbit.
I think it was probably a better kids movie because, sorry, I keep like...
That's fine.
Touching your leg.
Whatever. Super okay with that.
Well, it was just a lot simpler. Like, there was no hidden message or agenda. Yeah. It was just like a simple kids romp.
Oh, so it's kind of like unlike...
So it's like a DreamWorks film.
The kids movies the adults are like, oh, I can just not pay attention at all to this because there's nothing for
it's
them.
Not Pixar. So it wasn't actually a kids slash adult movie.
Yeah, I mean, I love Zootopia, but that movie definitely has a theme, a very strong theme. I mean, it's a good theme, you know, don't be mean to people.
It's amazing.
But it's definitely heavy-handed in some way.
Yeah, and like this one just was like just fun animals running around and like blah, 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 blah. And then like everybody winds up happy at the end because it's a kids movie and like...
It was cute.
So I enjoyed the rabbit quite a bit.
I'm not sure about that food movie where the food realizes they're being eaten. It looks
I haven't seen that one.
Have you seen a trailer for it yet?
It's kind of funny.
Like, it's food being terrified about getting eaten.
Well, they think they're being chosen for the glory land.
Well,
and
at first, and then they find out, like...
Yeah. Yeah,
the trailer is pretty hilarious.
So I'm not sure if they showed the Red Band trailer, but they showed it before Finding Dory, someplace out in California.
Made the accident
I think
of it.
Yeah, oops. They accidentally showed it before Finding Dory.
Oops.
Have you seen Finding Dory yet?
No,
we haven't seen Finding Dory.
I wasn't a big Finding Nemo fan.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, it does matter a little bit.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Seriously, just go watch it. Dory is the best.
I almost saw it, but then I'm like, I'll just watch it.
What's wrong with you guys?
I haven't seen Independence Day yet. There's several movies out I actually want to see that I haven't seen yet.
If I'm in a theater for 2 hours watching a movie, I can't be getting Pokemon.
That's a fact.
That's true.
That's going to be so annoying as everyone in the theater with their phones on catching Pokemon.
I was going to say, what if there's a Pokestop inside a movie theater?
No, oh, that would be the worst.
I would disable the Pokestop. Yeah. I know it's virtual, but I'd find a way.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I would walk by the theater and then I would lure the Pokestop and then I would leave.
Well, I mean, that's what you gotta do. I mean, if you're a Marcus employee, you're doing the BMC one, obviously.
Yeah.
A bunch of Pokemon in the area.
Oh.
And so all of a sudden the people would be like, hey, there's a lure going on.
Yeah, yeah. So any Pokestop, once you reach like level 8 or something, they open up, you get these things called lure modules. You click on a Pokestop, you attach it for 30 minutes. Pokemon just appear around that Pokestop.
Oh.
For anyone, not just you. For anyone.
So in the Pokestop looks like it's a...
pink petals falling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
So, okay. So last night when I was driving past the library, that's over here.
Yep.
I drove past because it saw a couple... there was a couple Pokestops right there, like within touch of each other. I saw that one was glowing.
Yep.
And this is at 12:30 at night.
Yep.
And just happened to catch a glimpse. There's two adults or kids. I don't know what.
Yeah.
They're just in the shadows.
Yep.
Sitting down.
Creepily hanging out in the lure.
I was at a park Thursday night. It was dark and I pulled up to park. I was driven by park and there was two Pokestops back to back. So I pull over because I had to go to the car to get to it. I pull over. I didn't realize people were walking. They both stop and look at me. I look at them and look at me. I look at them. And they keep going. And I just drive off because it was weird. I turn around and I see someone else pull up to the Pokestop. And like I don't want to deal with them either. I come back and there's just guys walking around with their phone in the air trying to grab the thing.
Brian and I, we were on the Epic campus, and we noticed that someone had lured one of the Pokestops. It was a little off the beaten path. So we walk towards it, and there's a girl standing, like, on top of it.
Yeah.
And as we walk towards it, she just, like, walks into one of the buildings and walks away. And Brian and I are like, oh, I guess we creeped her out a little bit. Brian and I are both a little over the average Epic age.
Well, when I was... but the point is, you shouldn't play this game while you drive.
No, definitely don't do it.
Do not do that
when you're driving.
What you need to do is you need a passenger playing who can tell you when a rare Pokemon is nearby. You park the car because Katie almost caused an accident. We were driving up PD by the Taco Bell. I was driving, and I'm in the middle of an intersection. All of a sudden, Katie screams out, "Stop the car!" And I'm in the middle of an intersection, and I like jerk the wheel because I was not expecting that. And I was like, "What is it? Did I hit someone? Did I hit an animal?" And she's like, "There's a Persian back there." So we had to go up, make a U-turn, park next to the Super Target, and then walk to go get the Persian.
And we just picked up the dog, so I felt good because it was hot.
We left the dogs in the car.
What? Assholes. We had to go get the cat.
Assholes. Oh, I would 100% pull over for an Abra. Best Pokemon, Kadabra, is the best Pokemon.
So they weren't in the car for too long.
No, I mean, we didn't leave very long, but still, it was really hot out. But we got versions.
My son and I, when we walked to the park last night or the night before, I'm like, what are those teens walking around weird? Oh, duh. Of
duh. Yo.
Like, why are they, like, I saw them wander past me. I'm like, okay, that's three teens, whatever. And then I saw them walking through the park. We were like, why are they, walking? I know exactly what that is.
So last night, I was sitting, go ahead.
So I saw a dad and then you were with me because we were walking. I saw a dad and then two kids who were like, between the ages of 6 and 8, and none of them had their phone out. And I was like, I don't even know why you guys are even bothering to walk.
What's this walking without this phone?
What's the point?
What's the point of being outside? I'm walking the art fair, ignoring the entire art fair, just basically watching the Pokemon.
Well, like, I'm sitting in bed. So last night, I was having trouble falling asleep. It's 11:30 at night. And I wake up, and I was like, I'm just going to flip on Pokemon Go. Because sometimes Pokemon will just show up in your house. And so I was like, I'm going to flip on Pokemon Go, see if there's a Pokemon. And I noticed that the red gym near my house had only 2 low-level Pokemon in it. I was like, I could just get up and walk over to the gym, and I could just take that gym right now. At 11:30 at night. I saw somebody from Epic on Yik Yak was like, there's these kids that think they own this gym near my house, but what they don't know is I have a car and no curfew. I'm just going to wait till they go to bed and I'm going to crush their hopes and dreams.
To non-Euclidean Nick, if you just catch them, then they don't flee and you don't know that fast.
Yeah, so if you didn't know, by the way, the circle, if you hold down the Pokeball before you throw it, the circle grows and shrinks. If the smaller the ball, if you get it inside the circle, the less likely they will escape the ball, but the harder the throw is. Also, the smaller the circle, if you get it inside the colored circle, you get a bonus of XP when you catch it of 10, 50, or 100.
Yeah, it's like FYI. Nice, great, and excellent.
Yep, nice, great, and excellent. And then you can also get a curveball bonus on top of that if you, like, swirl your finger around before you throw it.
Which we figured out by accident.
By accident.
Also, we can talk about this for another hour.
So Travis recommends something.
So, Travis, make a recommendation.
If you sign up for the ATC when we put that up after the WITC, boom.
Boom. When is the ATC?
February something.
That was a question.
February?
You said what if.
Yeah, it's all year.
That's a long time.
So the reason it's in February is because the winning team of the ATC, if they're full of American citizens, are the third team for the USA WTC teams.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, like,
we're expecting more teams to sign up for that because it's free entry into...
Again, Waukesha?
It'll be in Milwaukee. That one will most likely be at... I don't remember what the name. I think it's City Center. It used to be... I don't remember the name. It's the... Where Gen Con used to be
Mecca
10 years ago. Yeah, the Mecca, and it's changed names a bunch of times. It was like the Southwest Airlines Center and all that stuff. It's that convention center right downtown.
Okay.
That's where I'm looking at for the place because that's the nearest place that can host a 64 team plus a 64 individual player, Masters event.
Okay, cool.
Concurrently, because it's like... with the WTC slot being up for grabs,
I expect a big turnout.
So I'm hoping to get that taken care of shortly after WITC is done because I got WITC and then Gen Con like right on top of each other. So as soon as those are done, then we're going to get stuff open for the next event. So if you missed WITC next year, Nathan and I are going to be doing it again. So hopefully we'll have more teams.
Very cool.
Very exciting. What's your recommendation, Andy?
What my recommendation is to play a lot more of Fallout Survival Mode. I think we talked about this before last week when we went on and on about it before. I think it's the only way I can play Fallout. I can't handle When I had the option of just going anywhere, that was too much for me.
But now you have to walk everywhere.
But now I have to basically plan out my path. I have to go to this place. I have to find a bed somewhere in between that place. You know, do kill things there and mm-hmm. then come back. I mean, today I spent 5 hours trying to clear out one of the raider hives for a mission. Yeah. And that was, even though I died a ton of times, it was extremely satisfying finishing it and getting out of there.
Because you're taking away all the crutches that make the game easy.
I found a lot more
satisfying.
I love Survivor Mode, and I'm enjoying it greatly. I'm at level 26 or 27. Now, I did find a disadvantage of it in Fallout because the first DLC glitched for me.
Oh.
And their recommendation is, we'll just go to a prior save. When you're playing Survival, you do have three saves, but it's your last three saves.
Yeah.
And it was glitched for all, so yeah, I couldn't fix it. So that's too bad. So I have to do that DLC on another character in the future.
That sucks.
And hope it doesn't. I mean, I have two other saves with two other characters I could go in and do, but I was trying to do everything through the hardcore mode.
Yeah.
But I might just do it in one of the other characters that has more. And also, when that DLC is designed around a high end character and stuff, and
so that would have been hard.
So it would have been hard because to take full advantage of all the features, my character I was playing wouldn't have been able to even maximize it. So
yeah,
but it's such a fun mode.
I don't have any of the DLC, but it's. When I first played it, I really didn't get that far into it before. I just, like, I'm bored. I don't know where to go. Yeah. But now I have a mission, and that's what I do. And it is a lot of fun.
So that's the sort of thing that actually bored me a lot with, like, Oblivion and Skyrim. Because mm-hmm. you could just go fast to every place. That it was like I lost interest in those games so quickly for that reason.
Fast travel sucks. Not having fast travel also sucks.
Absolutely. But it sucks for a different reason.
Yeah, I'm like, I have to go to the corner of the map and then back. I know some of the quests. It's one because I have to go to the corner, then I have to go back, then I have to go back, then I have to go back and forth like four times.
I'm like, if you played survival mode without knowing that, it wouldn't be as terrible.
It's not terrible. Yeah,
knowing it, knowing that you have to do this, now it's the grind of doing that walk.
But I'm much smarter because I've done everything. I know what I've kind of plotted out.
It helps you plot out better if you've already played it through. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's fun. My recommendation is going to be people should get Twilight Struggle for the iPad or Steam so I can play them against it. It'll be out on the Android soon. It's a fun little board game. Nice. To player. Made by people who did Waterdeep. It's called Playdeck Company. They do board game conversions to tablets. Amazing. Probably better than anybody else.
I just played a game of Waterdeep on my iPad today.
Oh, that's exciting.
Literally while we were here.
Literally while we were here.
Boom. So there you go. Well, that's a fun podcast from us.
It's a nice, short, and fun-filled Pokemon Go podcast.
Well, I mean, now I have time to go to get Pokemon somewhere with the Chase.
Me. I mean, I'm literally going for a walk after this. I think that's going
to
happen.
I'm going to go try to find how far away Hoo-Hot is from here.
We have to.
Not too bad.
We have to drop by our house, though, so
you want
to
go
get your food? You're charging it, right?
We're going to go food at Hoo-Hot.
Hoo-Hot might not be open that late.
And I have decent power.
I'll check.
Yep. But that was fun, everybody. We'll see you next. Well, we might not record on Sunday.
Oh, non-Euclidean Nick, if you click the AR switch at the top right before you try to catch him, instead of catching him in camera mode, you catch him in like surreal mode. It helps a lot for the bats.
And yes, Twilight Struggle, get that. Or twice, Twilight Squabble. No idea. I'll look it up.
The other thing, though, is next week it's possible we might not be recording the podcast.
Correct, because of WITC.
Because of the WITC.
I'm foreseeing, like, no matter what, I'm foreseeing it being done early on Sunday. If we do board games or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I will be there on Saturday during the day.
Sweet. Yeah.
So the other thing we could do is we could always interrupt your game on Monday. Shadows.
Oh, Shadows game on Monday. Then you're responsible for
you're telling Jordan. I swear to God, I texted him. I already expect to be stabbed when I get home.
I do have the list correction, so I'll most likely get that up tonight.
Nice. That'll be exciting. I look forward to seeing that.
Cool.
All right. Cool.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, folks.
Bye.